as thick as skulls.
I
love you.
I knew it was not another a nurturing relationship when we had to throw up in separate pots on separate sides of the bed. It was like a game. Who could say the most damning things, do the most destruction, and still be forgiven? Yet it was what I had at the time, so I learned to be happy within bounds and certain limitations. It ended when I did the one unfathomably deviant act, the one inexcusable thing, professed affection without meaning it as a threat or excuse, and it would take some time before I would say those words again and mean it.
All towards her.